This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Big news rocked the oral hygiene world this week. After years of being told that flossing is an essential component of dental care, turns out the science doesn't exactly support that advice. In a moment, we're going to talk to the AP reporter who filed a Freedom of Information Act request to find out what scientific evidence there was to support those guidelines. But first, producer Logan Shannon brought a few co-workers into the studio to ask them about their flossing habits and discovered that most of us have our own unique take on the flossing commandment.
Do you floss regularly?
I floss incredibly irregularly.
I don't. No.
Yes.
I floss regularly with pride. I feel more like one with my gums.
Like if I notice that there's something stuck in my teeth, I'm like, I'm gonna go floss that out. Or if I just think of it and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't flossed in months, I'll floss maybe.
So I'll floss a couple days before I go to the dentist, and then I'll floss a couple days after going to the dentist, not because of guilt, as others have suggested.
I have it down to a system. So I floss, brush, mouth rinse, or mouthwash. And then I'll floss from top to bottom, right to left.
Oh, brush first. Do people floss first?
I floss first.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I brush, floss, mouthwash, water rinse.
Okay, so this is the other time I floss, is that when I know I have a dentist appointment coming up, I floss for like maybe a week beforehand. Trying to make it so that, you know how like you floss and you get that like little bit of blood on the floss? I try to floss until that doesn't happen anymore. And then I go into the dentist. And they don't ask me if I floss because they say, oh, we can tell you're a good flosser. It is all about not being reprimanded in that moment by my tooth authority figure.
What about brushing? Do you brush regularly?
Oh, yeah. No, I brush at least twice a day.
I do, yeah, once a day.
You know, Sam only brushes once a day.
Really?
I brush really well, though. I brush so great. That's the wrong way to say this.
I'm the best brusher. Do you feel guilty that you don't floss?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
No. Not at all.
But guilty enough to do it before you go.
Right.
Have you ever considered flossing in the morning?
That seems counterproductive. Have you?
No. Out of your mind.
I'm flossing right now.
That was producer Logan Shannon speaking with Sam Evans Brown, Molly Donahue, Jimmy Gutierrez, and Maureen McMurray. Well, despite near constant pleas from dentists and hygienists, many people do not make flossing a routine, which may be why people were downright gleeful when they heard this news. Jeff Dawn is the reporter from the AP's National Investigative Team who asked the federal government, what is the evidence that we should floss for oral health? Jeff, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
So what'd you get back for an answer?
We couldn't find anything to support the federal government's recommendation and the dietary guidelines that people should floss. And we think that's because it was never researched. We just took it to be something that was generally recommended. And they said that even though the law requires that the guidelines be based on the best current science.
So no research or just not adequate research?
The former. They said that it had never been researched. It's been in the dietary guidelines for 25 years, and it had never been researched.
Well, your article controverts everything we have been told for decades. Browbeaten into, in fact. You know, it's something people hate. So what's the reaction been?
Well, there's been a variety of reaction. I think the biggest reaction is maybe surprise among people in that the flossing is such a universal recommendation, and not just in the United States, but in some other countries as well. It's a big market that approaches $2 billion, billion with a B. And so since dentists and periodontists that work on gums and medical professionals have been, and governments, state health agencies, and the industry have been, the oral health industry, they've all been recommending floss just routinely for everyone for decades. And so I think people's biggest reaction is to be surprised. How is this possible? I thought there was good evidence.
Well, and it seems very clear. You know, you got something in your teeth, you floss it out, it comes out, you're clean.
Well, that's part of the problem, too, I think. it's counterintuitive that it wouldn't work, because you can see that sometimes it removes debris, little bits of food from between your teeth. It may not do enough to make a difference once you're brushing your teeth. I think some of the dentists who know that there's weak evidence are genuinely puzzled by it. And some say, well, if a certain group of people who were more at risk for gum disease were tested, then we might find something. If the tests were done in a different way, we might find something. But there's really been a lot of testing and some big tests, and they still haven't found good evidence for it.
Well, according to the American Dental Association, only about 40% of Americans floss once a day, 20% say they never floss at all, and 27% lie about it.
The medical industry calls that poor compliance in their terms. you routinely read that people are poorly compliant with the flossing recommendation. Not sure why that is, but, of course, we all know that a lot of people don't like to go to the dentist, and a lot of people don't like to take the time to brush their teeth. And by the way, I'll just interject, because some people may be wondering, is there good evidence in the value of brushing your teeth? And there is. Even the people who are the big skeptics on flossing acknowledge that the evidence for toothbrushing is really good. And what was tested in the flossing research is whether flossing adds anything beyond brushing your teeth. Everybody agrees that you need to brush your teeth. So the dentists aren't completely wrong by any means.
But you mentioned this is a $2 billion industry. The American Dental Association, American Academy of Periodontology, all of them have been saying to floss. How are they responding to this?
Well, we went to them and we asked for the best research to support flossing. And they sent us the research, some of which was already discounted in the scientific reviews that I had looked at, some of which didn't even make it into the reviews, and that it wasn't taken seriously enough to appear in a review. Some of which was much too brief to really mean anything or use too few subjects. There was one study that they gave me that involved 25 people who used floss once. As an example of the kind of scientific evidence there was. So they continue to recommend flossing, and ultimately it's the decision of consumers to decide what they should do, and I'm sure there's a lot of conversations going on today and in the coming days between people and their dentists. And this doesn't mean that there's not value in flossing for certain people, certainly. It just means that the research couldn't really show that it was very useful as a universal recommendation.
Well, Jeff, it sounds like you went to a lot of effort to get this information. The headline you come away with, very clear, not proven that dental flossing benefits. So what did you think when you finished this, when you hit that publish button on your story?
Well, you always wonder what will speak to people. But I had a feeling about this one that it would speak to people, because I've done work in the past on the technology of nuclear power and the chemistry of drinking water with pharmaceutical traces and so on and so on and so on. This, I felt, was something that where the science was something that people could wrap their mind around and really get and relate to, and that's how it turned out.
Well, to go back to your first point, the federal government should be making recommendations based on science. So is this just the triumph of habit over science that's been going on all these years?
I think that's some of it. I asked dentists about this question, about how this became such a universal recommendation without the benefit of really strong science. Some of the answers I got involved dental schools that it's just been taught for years and taken as a conventional wisdom that you needed to floss. And to some extent, it seems to have just snowballed from the 19th century, when it began sort of certainly with some commercial incentives to sell floss, and at a time when medical treatments didn't need to be proven. It just sort of gained the imprimatur of authority, even though the evidence pointed in another direction.
Jeff Dahn, national reporter for the Associated Press, where he recently wrote the article, Medical Benefits of Dental Floss Unproven. You'll find a link to read the article at wordofmouthradio.org.